talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes.
Well, let's get to technology news. The man who is the definitive gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, online. Happy New Year. Good morning, Fevzi.
Happy New Year to you too. Good morning.
Now, the big news to kick off the year, and we'll talk about why they hold it there in a little while, was the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where it's always held. It is a big jamboree of technology, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the biggest show of its kind, and you get to see what the various manufacturers think are going to be their products in the coming year. Some of them never come to existence. They die before they're born. In some cases, it's a good thing. Others are really a peek into the future. But I thought we'd take a look at some of the more sort of fun gadgets, let's say.
Yeah. Just quickly, today. Though, did you hear the explanation from one of the organisers earlier in this week as to why they hold it in Las Vegas? Apparently, if they were to hold it somewhere else, they've done calculations that show that the turnout there, the number of people who turn up, would be massively, massively lower. People go not only for the show, but for Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it makes sense. And if you had it in somewhere else, yes, it may not be as popular. Certainly true.
All right. Loads of gadgets there. One that I heard about this week, and I'm sure you heard about this one, possibly the thinnest TV in the world ever. LG have devised something that you can literally put on your wall like wallpaper.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that is the future. I mean, a wall coating is in fact the future of wallpaper, because then you can say, okay, that's where I want my TV, that's where I want a picture, that's where I want a working clock, I want to change that picture. So imagine if you've got, they haven't quite got to it yet, but imagine if the coating of your walls is literally an active screen that can display whatever you like, then that gives you a lot more flexibility, and you won't have to redecorate. So we're not at that point anymore, because it'd be rather expensive to cover the whole wall, but you can see the direction of travel.
You can, but the only thing is that, you know, as much as they can make the screen that thin, and I think this thing was a 77-inch screen, the difficulty is that you've still got to have all the electronics and the gubbins and the speakers in a sound bar.
Yes, but don't forget that can all be done wirelessly. So at least, you know, your speaker box and so forth doesn't have to be part of the device that is hanging off the wall. And in fact, it's probably better it's not, because one of the challenges with modern TV sets is, as they get slimmer, is trying to design speakers that actually sound half decent. And they have actually got worse since we went for flat screens, because when TVs were big hulking devices, there was plenty of room for big booming speakers.
True enough. All right, let's look at some of those wacky gadgets. Sat-nav hot pants. What?
Yeah, this is from a French company called Spinali Designs. And the idea is that these are Bluetooth connected hot pants. In fact, they come as jeans as well, if you wish to be a little bit more modest. And the idea is it connects wirelessly to your smartphone, as of course everything must. Mm-hmm. And the smartphone runs a sat-nav application. And as you are driving, or indeed cycling, or even walking along,
a voice comes out of your pants?
No voice, no a vibration. In the really? Left or right area of the hot pant, will be initiated to say turn left or turn right now. So when you feel a vibration on the right side of your hot pants, Howard, you will know it is now time to turn right. I have to say, this is designed in a country where arguably they don't have quite as many roundabouts as we do. I suspect.
No, I'm just thinking I'm going to be going on a lot more journeys, Fevzi.
Well, they could be fun, but Spinali Designs have, well, first of all, they've got form on this, because they previously made the connected bikini to notify you whenever you've been in the sun too long. And also, with regard to the hot pants, they are saying that, no, this is just the beginning, GPS sat nav. They're saying we'll be able to do security alerts through your hot pants, home support, I dread to think what that is, and geolocation of your children. So when little Johnny goes missing, you'll know when to go to your left or go to your right and hunt him down using your hot pants.
So you can literally be a smarty pants. What about, let's have a... I'm sorry. What do you get at this time in the morning?
Well, that's what it is.
A lot of people suffer from somebody in their bed snoring, their partner making a noise, keeping them awake. I think we've all been through this over the years, perhaps. But there is a gadget now that will actually fix that.
Yeah, so it's a bed, it's called the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, and it matches your sleep movements by changing either the firmness of the mattress, or if you do start snoring, raising or lowering the head. And actually the picture that I've seen of this is of a double bed where each half moves independently, which will be a bit weird if your partner's side of the bed suddenly starts going up and you open your eyes and suddenly you find that
instead of seeing them, carry on movie fancy,
see a wall of mattress in front of you. But yeah, it's interesting. If it were to sort of elevate you into a standing position, it might be a bit better.
Now, the device that I could definitely use, I try and buy things that you don't have to iron, but, you know, occasionally I do have to get out the old, what do they call those things, steam generator iron, and do a little bit of ironing, but it's only about once every 6 weeks. But there is a device that will do it all for you.
Yeah, I was going to say this one's got legs, but looking at the picture, actually, it doesn't have legs. It's called the Laundroid. And it's described as the world's first laundry folding droid. It's actually like looks a bit like a filing cabinet, frankly. It analyzes each garment and then folds it into a neat, almost square, about the size of a sheet of A4 paper. Process, it says, takes 5 minutes. I'm assuming that's 5 minutes per garment, which is going to be quite slow. But I suppose after a while, the novelty will wear off. You'll go out and it will continue to fold things. I think the interesting thing about this is these sort of single-use gadgets are going to be not the future. The future are robot-type Android devices that will do a multiplicity of tasks. In other words, a mechanical housekeeper.
And we haven't got time to talk about it, but the one that I love is the fridge cam that takes a picture of the inside of your fridge and lets you know what you're missing.
Yeah, every time the fridge door shuts or opens, another picture is taken, and then again there's a smartphone app, so when you're out shopping, if you still go out shopping, I don't know, maybe you won't actually go out and do that, but you're meant to be able to see what's in your fridge. The flaw I see in this is it can't see what's in the door.
True.
You'd need a second one for that.
The answer in my case is something that's very old and not edible, I think, Fevzi. Thank you very much. Sorry to cut you short this morning, Fevzi. If people want to shoot the breeze with you, ask you tech questions, where do they go?
Best place, come and see me at Twitter, at Gadget Detective.
Fevzi, thank you very much.
Say hello.
Fevzi Turkup is the Gadget Detective from GadgetDetective.com. He will return with a slightly longer episode this time next week.